Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. And today we'd like to talk about national resilience. We'd like to find out how can we build national resilience to feel that we're strong and that we can deal with all of life's challenges. Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah. National resilience consists of two factors. The one is that it comes from society itself, from the resilience of the individual as a part of society, from the strength of their family, the community, society, the strength that each and every village, city have. In short, these are circles over circles that form a chain, and eventually the strength comes from the individual, from the citizens. Also, national resilience really depends on the system of faith and trust that exists between the individual and the governing institutions, the different governing bodies. To what extent does a person feel that the different governing bodies can take care of his needs, and also that there is equality and so on, and this builds national resilience. So maybe in general, we see that there are nations that are maybe more resilient, and nations that are a bit less. So, from your perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah, how does the wisdom of Kabbalah see the difference in resilience between the nations? What truly makes a nation resilient? This is very hard to answer in one sentence. It depends on the character of each and every nation. What kind of resilience do they want to have, think they should have? What kind of resilience would they like to achieve? Because everyone lives under different conditions, and everyone has different inner conditions, meaning a different character. And so we can't compare a nation that lives someplace in the north with a nation that lives somewhere in the south, next to the ocean, with different natural conditions, and also the character of the nation is different. There are those that are more connected, less connected. There are such nations where they all live together, tightly, closely together, like the Hindus, for example. And if we go to the north, to the Swedes, to the Norwegians, then there they all need a few miles apart from each other. And they don't like to have some kind of connection between them, meaning it doesn't give them a sense of resilience, and so on. So you can't compare. You can say one thing, that a nation can acquire true resilience, can build true resilience only to the extent to which a nation is interconnected within itself, to the measure to which they feel that they're all part of the same nation, of the same root. Here, religion organized everyone, even though that nowadays it doesn't really work. But this is the main thing. We get a sense of confidence, inner strength, confidence in tomorrow, in the future. This is something that I get only from people like me, that are similar to me. There's no other place to get it from. Under the influence of the forces of nature, that who knows what, also the government, wars. The most I can do is to be connected in a good and nice way with my environment. And this leads to national resilience. You said that people that feel that they're a part of the same root, from that one root, they feel a certain force that builds them, that gives them resilience. Right. What is there about this root? Each and every nation has a root of its own, because every nation came from some parents that somewhere in the past there was a man and a woman out of which came a nation. This how it is, more or less. Afterwards, tribes, more and more, they divided and so on, and this how they turned into nations. And therefore, national resilience speaks of connection. The connection that exists instinctively among people that are part of the same nation, or in a way that they develop it. Today, where there is such strong assimilation between nations, among nations, and such a mixture like there is in the United States or in the different countries of Europe, where you have people from the Far East, the Near East, Africa, and so on. Today, the world's really intermingled. So when we're talking about national resilience, we're not talking about one religion, and we're not talking about one inner psychology that some nation has, but because they live on the same territory, in the same area, that they live together in the same place, yeah, then they have a common economy, and they need common security, and the climate, and the different natural resources. In short, like previously it was a nation, then today it's no longer a nation, but let's call it a nationality, something national. But this is why today we're reaching a state where between them they have no inner feeling that they're brothers. But today there's more of a feeling that we need it in order to protect ourselves. And national resilience has already lost its previous form, its, I'd say, primitive form, the primitive form that we used to have, where we were really like brothers from the same tribe and so on. Yeah. But in order to survive in this jungle that we're living in the big cities, and therefore each and every nation today depends on the measure to which it can connect itself into a family. Because this gives it a national family, you mean? Yeah. It's interesting what you're saying, because we also see this phenomenon around the world now that nationalism is on the rise, that people want to come together. Now, you mentioned that people get their resilience as a result of their connection. But you also said that their connection to the root, the feeling that they're a part of the same family, of the same place, that they're facing a common threat, that this builds their inner strength or resilience. I want to ask, a moment ago you said that each nation depends on its ability to come together as a family. This I don't understand. And why is this the thing that will influence its national resilience? We're in some European country, for example. In that country, suppose you have 20 different species, so to speak. It's like putting together 20 different kinds of trees, flowers, bushes on the same piece of land. Now, what do they depend on? On what they get from the soil, the wind, the sun, from everything. What reaches them reaches everyone. Yes. So we have to think about ourselves as one family, whether we like it or not. Even though that we're very different, everyone has their own habits, religion, plans. There's nothing that ties between us, but because we are in the same state, under the same threat, for example, due to nature, due to economy, doesn't matter what. Therefore, we have to come together as a family. What do you mean? Even though that we're not one family. Yeah, but what does it mean to connect as a family? That we'll start seeing that we're dependent on one another. That we depend on each other only in order to what? In order to survive in all aspects. Okay, in order to survive. That's the safest thing, because I have no choice. If so, I have to treat my neighbor nicely and all the people in the city and even all the people in the country, because we're interdependent. And therefore, we can promise our future only to the measure to which the relationships between us are good. So this is where national resilience comes from. So our nation that consists of, suppose, 20 nations, different kinds, if each rises above his own kind, above the difference, and connects to everyone else, as if we belong to that same species, which is called our nation, then accordingly we reach a state where we can keep our stability or resilience. So there's a thing and its opposite here. On the one hand, if I keep some kind of contact, connection to my root, my race, my common family, it gives me strength. On the other hand, when you described Europe, you said even disconnect from your root, from your origin, from where you came from. But if you all come together and rise above it, you will feel connection. Here, actually in Europe, we see how non-simple it really is. There are different races, nations, kinds, and each and every country in Europe that really tear it apart, tear each and every country apart. Now, what you said about Europe, does it also apply to Israel, the people of Israel? In regard to the people of Israel, it's much more problematic, more complicated. Of course, because here, each and every person rips the country apart, not wanting to come closer to the other, to listen to the other, and so on. Here, it's much more problematic, because here you have Jews, and we know that Jews are the most egoistic, individualistic. They can't feel that they have resilience in connecting with one another. They don't feel it. No, by no means. It's easier to connect any other nation than the Jewish people. Right, because we came from the 70 nations of the world, and therefore we don't feel a part of the same nation. I can now go to the end of the world and feel at home. Yeah, feel at home, not even wanting to look at Israel. I don't feel that I'm a part of this nation in any way. So what's special, unique about the root of the nation of Israel, if there is such a thing? The unique thing about our root is that in the days of Abraham, our patriarch, we were connected above our corporeal differences, that we came to him, 70 groups from the different small nations that inhabited Babylon. So if I understand correctly, not like other nations that were connected to their own individual root, race, corporeal, biological root, from which they derived their strength and resilience, the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, the Jewish people actually came from different tribes. They don't have the same biological origin. True, and they built that origin between them. Yes, by connecting with one another, saying that by connecting as one man in one heart, in brotherly love between us, this is our origin. This is as if the seed from which our nation begins now. Meaning, it's not a corporeal seed coming from some man and woman, but it's a spiritual seed, out of which comes a new nation now called the people of Israel. So the disconnection you've described previously, and we see that the Jewish people are disconnected, it's actually what, being disconnected from the spiritual root that connected us? Afterwards, we lived in connection, according to how Abraham, our patriarch, founded us. This is why he's called the father of the nation. And afterwards, after almost 3,000 years, 2,700, 800 years, we've lost our connection, and instead of brotherly love, we fell into hatred of brothers. And so, because of our hate, we dispersed among all nations. There was no need to banish us from the land of Israel, but we ourselves, we fled from one another. And to this day, the force of hate and rejection exists. And were it not for the hate against us, the growing hate, we'd never come back to the land of Israel trying to build a country here. But because of the big pogroms in Russia and also the Holocaust in Europe, therefore they came here and established the state of Israel. From what I understand, the building of the resilience of the nation of Israel, there are as if different laws that apply to it than in the building of the resilience of any other nation in the world. Of course. So, other nations, they can maybe unite around different things like they have a corporeal root, and the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, can have only one spiritual root that unites them, and if it's gone, then there's no nation. In the best case scenario, there's then gathering of exiles like you have now in Israel. And that one root that can unite all of Israel, what is it called? Love another as yourself. This is what Abraham said before them. Okay, now I want to add another concept, which is called social connection, social unity. And I want to understand, to what extent does the social unity that exists or doesn't exist between us, does it influence our national resilience? What's the connection between our national connection, unity, and the national resilience that we experience? This has to do with the purpose of our existence. The purpose of our existence is to reach connection among us that is so strong that it will draw, that this connection will draw all the nations of the world to connect to, even though that they only have a corporeal root. Meaning, around our spiritual root that we will build, where love covers for all crimes, that even though that our corporeal root doesn't give us any connection, and what we do is we run away from hatred. We have to awaken our spiritual root the way it used to be back then. And then, when we will connect between us in our spiritual root, to the extent to which we will start connecting, by the spiritual connection between us, we will also draw all the nations of the world to connect to us, with us. Because all of the nations of the world, imagine 10 billion people, and here you have 10 million Jews. And if this is how we will connect, then all the 10 billion will connect around us. And they need it. Because without the connection between us, among Israel, where we reach our spiritual root, they too have no spiritual root. They have no connection to the spiritual force, the upper force. And also they have no resilience of their own, no national and general resilience. And therefore, this is something that can be only in the connection between us, a connection of brotherly love, of love another as yourself, where we reach our national resilience, and then they start feeling that this is what they need too, and that they simply can't find it anywhere, in any shape or form, unless they connect to the people of Israel, around the people of Israel. And then the whole of reality connects this way. We have spiritual root, corporeal root, and through our corporeal root, they also connect to our spiritual root. And this is how they ascend together with us up to the upper force, in which we find all of this great worldwide resilience. This is kind of complicated. So, in the heart of all of these circles, there is something you call the spiritual root. I asked you, what is that? You said a spiritual root means love another as yourself. This is something that is in the heart of the matter. So if people start connecting in unity and love, as the verse goes, love another as yourself, in this connection of theirs, they start feeling resilience. Yeah. And the broader the circle of connection and love, the stronger the resilience anyone connected to this qualitative connection feels. And this is something that has to start here in Israel, and if it will work here, immediately the entire world in circles will join this thing, that they'll be envious of this thing because they'll start feeling that they too need this resilience that is generated in the center of this connection. Yes. So there's a pyramid of building resilience on all levels, from the neighborhood, to the city, to the country, to the entire world, where at the heart of this resilience stands love another as yourself. This is the engine. So, there's nothing new about this. What do I mean? Love another as yourself is something that exists for thousands of years. All the religious methods talk about it, ethics. We're saying, look, you want national resilience? No problem. Work on love another as yourself. Start connecting people on all levels, in the neighborhood, in the city, in your country. It works? Great. You'll have the strongest national resilience. I'm not telling all the nations to do it, only the nation of Israel. Yeah, you're saying that it has to start here. Why am I asking? Why is love another as yourself as if the key to everything? That this is what determines whether a nation will feel national resilience or not. It's very simple. Because by that, we connect to the whole of nature. That's entire, whole, complete, integral, that all of its systems are interconnected. If we're also connected that way, and we suit nature, then we can receive from nature without any resistance this force of nature for it to control us in a good and nice way. And this is the true resilience. I want to ask about the world's attitude toward Israel, because the more Israel tries to build its resilience based on military force, political force, and so on, the nations of the world resist it more and more. They don't like the fact that we're strong. True. When we'll be internally strong, when our national resilience will be based on your approach, they won't want to break us from the outside? No, because this is what they will draw their resilience from. How will that work? They'll want it to the extent to which we are drawn to build our resilience in our connection by connecting with one another in order to reach love another as yourself, that this will allow the upper force to dwell in us. They will support us because they need it too. So, they will draw their resilience from our resilience, yeah? And therefore, now, they're accusing us that we are a threat to world peace, right? Why? Because we give them no resilience. So, today, the accusation against the State of Israel is that we're a threat to world peace. Then this will change into something else, into support. If we will build our inner national resilience out of the connection of love another as yourself, and then what? Just like now it's a threat to world peace, this will be the source of peace and tranquility and abundance for the entire world. That's how it is. So simple, nice, and it's all up to us. And the rest of the world, as we understand now, they justfully are putting pressure on us, only they don't exactly know what to do. But they're justfully putting pressure on us, wanting us to do something finally, but what exactly they don't know. They feel that, they smell it, that this is the source of the problem, that they want to get something good out of this, and they get nothing. So what do they want to get? Resilience, a sense of confidence, a feeling that they're advancing, the meaning of life, everything. And they have nothing. And we can give it? Yes. If we connect between us, we will have what to give. In our connection lie all the natural resources. Last question. What's the connection between nature and natural resources and the feeling of resilience? What else do we need if we're connected to nature? Nature, it's not just a piece of land. It's everything in which we exist, the system that we exist in, that if we're connected to this system, then we know about the yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We know what's going on with each and every one of us and all of us together. We know how to influence it. In this, we're really connected like a baby to his mother. So why will this connection to nature come through love another as yourself and not through studying nature? Because studying nature won't give us anything. Because the connection, love another as yourself, is the connection that we attain. And through the connection that we attain, we connect to all of nature. The connection is the solution. And doesn't physics connect us to nature? Physics says the same, that you have to be integral, like the whole of nature. You have to be connected to nature and simply immerse in it. So this connection of love between people, it gives resilience because it actually suits the connections that exist in the broad system of nature. Yes. Last question. How do you define national resilience? To the extent which people are connected with one another in a good and nice feeling, by that they reach national resilience. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.